Walking with a Monster. Life was radical right after I met the monster. Later, life became harder, complicated, ultimately a living hell. Like swimming against a riptide, walking the wrong direction in the fast lane of the freeway, waking from sweetest dreams to find yourself in the middle of a nightmare. You know my story, don't you? All about my dive into the lair of the monster drug some people call crank, crystal, Tina, ice. How a summer visit to my dad sent me into the arms of a boy, a hot-bodied hunk, my very first love, who led me down the path to insanity. How I came home, no longer Christina Georgia Snow, gifted high school junior, total dweeb, and perfect daughter, but instead a stranger who called herself Bree. How, no matter how hard Christina fought her, Bree was stronger, brighter, better equipped to deal with a world where everything moved at light speed, everyone mired in ego, where every day became another word for making love with the monster. It wasn't a long process. I went to my dad's in June, met Adam the very first day. It took some time to pry him from his girlfriend's grasp, but within 2 weeks, he introduced me to the monster. One time was all it took to want more. It's a roller coaster ride. Catch the downhill thrill, you want to ride again. Enough to endure the long, hard climb back up again. In days, I was hooked on Adam, tobacco, and meth, in no particular order. But all summer vacations must end. I had to come home to Reno, and all my new bad habits came with me. It was a hell of a speed bump. Oh, yeah. Until I hurt for it, I believed I could leave the crystal behind. But the crash and burn was more than I could take. When the jet landed, I was still buzzed from a goodbye binge. My family crowded round me at the airport, discussing summer plans and celebration dinners, and all I wanted to do was skip off for another snort. Mom kept trying to feed me. My stepfather, Scott, kept trying to ask questions about my visit with Dad. My big sister, Lee, wanted to talk about her new girlfriend. And my little brother, Jake, kept going on about soccer. It didn't take long to figure out I was in serious trouble. Not the kind of trouble you might think I'm talking about. I was pretty sure I could get away with BSing Mom and Scott. I'd always been such a good girl. They wouldn't make the jump to bad too quickly. Especially not if I stayed cool. I wasn't worried about getting busted at school or on the street. I'd only just begun my walk with the monster. I still had meat on my bones. The teeth still looked good. I didn't stutter yet. My mouth could still keep up with my brain. No, the main thing I worried about was how I could score there at home. I'd never even experimented with pot, let alone meth. Where could I go? Who could I trust with my money, my secrets? I couldn't ask Lee. She was the prettiest lesbian you've ever seen. But to my knowledge, she had never used anything stronger than a hearty glass of wine. Not Sarah, my best friend since fourth grade, or any of my old crowd, all of whom lived by the code of the DARE pledge. I really didn't need to worry, of course. All I had to do was leave things up to Bree, the goddess of persuasion. Before I continue, I just want to remind you that turning into Bree was a conscious decision on my part. I never really liked Christina that much. Some things about her were pretty cool. How she was loyal to her family and friends. How she loved easily. How she was good at any and all things artistic. But she was such a brain, with no sense of fashion, or any idea how to have fun.